I think Pete is a very emotional guy. I think Pete Alonso is, you know, is kind of an awkward guy. Who the hell am I to say that? I'm a very awkward guy myself. And I think that Pete's speaking from the heart and talking about how much he wants to party and hasn't had the chance to party and celebrate a postseason berth or a postseason advancement or anything like that, how much it means to him. I think that's just real. I think that's how Pete feels. Look, I think at the end of the day, Pete Alonso is probably going to be like most MLB free agents. He's going to take the best contract he gets. And personally, I haven't thought about his free agency in a very long time. I just haven't. I am concerned about this season and this moment. But I think that that's where that came from, that that's an emotional baseball player, knows what's on the line, knows how quickly things can go awry, and he wants it badly. What was funny is that Pete was then asked about that meeting and said, how do you guys know? And I kind of believe that he wasn't acting, because Pete Alonso said this to me twice. Once during the comedy events that Craig and I used to host, but earlier this year in spring training, when I went to spring training with my big bushy beard, and I jokingly, but not really jokingly, asked Pete permission to cut my beard. He proceeded to say, I don't listen to the show. I don't listen to any show. I don't listen to the radio. I really try to ignore anything that's said about me or us. And it was genuine. So I think when a story like the locker room story comes out, Pete Alonso has no idea it came out. And by the way, that's a very healthy thing. I would advise any athlete, like, do not listen to sports talk radio. Do not read the newspapers. Do not check social media. Don't do any of that. Be oblivious to what's being said around you. That's the smartest thing you can do. So I kind of genuinely believe that he had no idea that that meeting got leaked out and people were talking about it. No idea. But let that meeting be another kind of legendary story on the fire of the 2024 Mets. Because this team has had a million different stories, a million different gimmicks, a million different start and stops. It's part of what has made this season so far, and there is still work to be done. There is still 10 games left in this season, and anything short of the postseason would be a disaster. Let me make that very clear, and I think we all know that. So there's a lot of work to be done, but man, this story of this season has had so many cliffs, so many peaks, so many valleys, so many things that make you say, who threw out the first pitch? That this season will be remembered. There's a lot of Mets seasons. Like if I said right now, 2012, what jumps out at you? Does anything jump out at you? R.A. Dickey? Okay, maybe that's it. But there's a lot of Mets seasons that no one really... you have to think about to remember. I do think, Hoff, 2024 has been so uniquely insane that good or bad, we are never going to forget this season.
Well, that's what I've been saying for a while. I'm like, this has been the like one of the most fun seasons I can remember, and the expectations were so little. And I've been on this ride, like you, like all the other fans, and I've had belief in this team, and even when they were 11 games under 500. I felt like something like this was going to happen. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because Stearns, maybe it's because Cohen, maybe it's because you got rid of the Wilpon stench that this is, I mean, seriously. And let me just say something about the Pete Alonso stuff too, because you know what? People bash Pete Alonso all the time. He's not a leader. He's not this, he's not that. I don't know what goes on in the clubhouse, but he seems like that guy that, he doesn't want to be in the spotlight. The spotlight finds him. So when we're talking about, like, he legitimately asked him, how did you know that I said anything? Like, that came from the heart. Like the whatever words he said in that locker room was the same. He presented it the same way as when he asked reporters, like, how'd you guys know about that? He doesn't want to be the leader. He doesn't want to be that guy.
I mean, look, he doesn't have to be a leader. You know, I think that what we had talked about for a while is he may not be the leader or doesn't have to be the leader, but you need some leaders in that room. Clearly, that room has that type of leadership now Francisco Lindor, maybe he's had it for a while, but he's clearly had that mantle. And I think veteran players like Jose Iglesias and JD Martinez have certainly contributed. But I think Pete Alonso is an emotional guy, and I think he really wants to win badly. And sometimes when you want to win so badly, you press, and maybe this season has featured a lot of pressing. But the beautiful thing is this. They are set up to make the playoffs. It is so right in front of them. You know, it's always been right in front of them, but sometimes like, you're three games back, but hey, you got three games against Atlanta. Go beat him. You can make the playoffs, and there's no margin for error. The Mets are two games up. They have room for margin for error. Not that we want them to commit that margin for error. It's all right in front of them. And for Pete Alonso, who's had this weird season because his overall stats are not awful. They're just not as good as maybe we expect. Maybe they didn't match the expectations we had. He has not had the most clutch season of all time, though we did go through all his home runs a few months ago. Remember that? Remember that exercise? We went through every Pete Alonso home run. We may have to do that again after the season's over. We got to add on the rest of his home runs, right?
Did we? So I think, what is it, 32nd home run? Was that the one that we don't give a crap about? The one where he hit off the
32nd was the home run against Clemens. Yeah, that one.
Okay.
We throw that one. That's beyond not clutch. Like, who gives a crap? But I think I said this on the Rico last night. I forgot if I did or I didn't. I definitely said it on the air today on WFAN. A home run that turns a 6-1 game to a 9-1 game is important. I'll tell you why it's important. It's important because the way that game is managed over the last few innings completely changes and could potentially affect you the following day. It's the sixth inning. It's 6-1 going into the seventh inning. The Mets went to Adam Ottavino. Now, Adam Ottavino didn't give up a run, but what if he did? What if all of a sudden it's 6-2? And now Reed Garrett's warming up. And before you know it, Edwin Diaz is warming up. Like, you may win anyway, but the way that game is managed and the way it affects you the following days, that matters. And when you take a game and you completely end it by blowing a team out, by making it 9-1, you end that possibility. And so I'm not arguing that that home run that turns a 6-1 game to a 9-1 game is as clutch as a 3-run home run when you're down by two. Obviously, I'm not arguing that. But to minimize it, and a lot of people did that. I had an email that said Pete's new nickname should be icing on the cake because that's the only time he hits home runs. I mean, I get it. Some are going to be more important than others, of course. But I can't minimize something that completely ends a game, and especially with our history, eliminates the possibility that the bullpen's going to blow the game. And also the hope that that hit will turn into something more and get a guy red hot.
I still think that Pete Alonso has 7 home runs and 14 RBIs left in him.
Wow. To get to 40 and 100?
Let's go.
I'll promise you this. If he does that, they'll make the playoffs. If he does that, they'll make the playoffs.